Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. We appreciate you being with us on a fine Monday around here. As always, you can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network on SiriusXM Channel 206, as well as listen to us on your phone on any device by streaming us. Use the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music. Watch us as well on simulcast at watchda.com. Cam Newton will be signing a short-term deal with the New England Patriots. Big news. Of course, Cam, one of the biggest stars in the sport, and the Patriots, of course, the best dynasty of the last 20 years. And it makes sense for both sides. For Cam Newton, he gets a soft landing spot in a world of uncertainty because nobody can fly him in to test out his foot or his shoulder or his body in general. Because of pandemic, you can't fly him in and kick the tires, if you were, on a quarterback that once upon a time was the NFL MVP, but now has not been able to really play football at a high level in a couple of years. So he finds a landing spot, which I assume was getting harder and harder, murkier and murkier as the summer wore on, because it's not like we're seeing a downtick in coronavirus. We're seeing an uptick right now, and the NFL is hoping to stabilize and get their season off. But in the foreseeable future, Hall of Fame game has been canceled. Hall of Fame ceremonies have been canceled. They're kind of fast-forwarding into August to see where we are next month and then into August. So I'm sure Cam Newton is looking at it going, man, nobody's meeting. We don't know what the season looks like. If I wait, I might not have any job. I won't get paid the entire season. And the Patriots are a place I can go to reboot and have success. If I'm going to have success anywhere, they've got a history of getting success out of veteran guys that other teams think are washed up. So I totally get it from Cam. I think it's a really smart move by Cam Newton. Go and compete for this job. And if you land it and you have a good season, you set yourself up for a payday next year being a starting quarterback somewhere. I don't assume it would be in New England, because if he does really well this year, there's going to be a market for him in the offseason. And the Patriots have oftentimes blinked and said thanks but no thanks on big contracts. And I have to imagine hitching your wagon to a 30-year-old Cam Newton next summer is not something that Bill Belichick would want to do. Just a guess. But I think it's smart for Cam Newton to do this. I think it's smart for the Patriots, because who could ever believe that Jared Stidham was the ultimate solution here? It brings in another guy to compete. You don't know if he's going to be all that healthy. You don't know if he'll totally be able to comprehend the offense or be able to win games. You don't know. But for the Patriots, low risk. Maybe you get Cam healthy and suddenly you've undercut a market that you guessed right on. So totally get it, both sides. I'm for. I think it's smart. And look, you could argue that when Cam Newton is healthy, the Patriots are right back to the best quarterback of the AFC. I really like the upside of Sam Darnold, but he's not there yet. I hope that Josh Allen gets there, but he's not there yet. And hopefully Tua Tagovailoa is a home run for the Dolphins, but we have no idea. When Cam is healthy, and 2 years ago at the beginning of the season he was in 2018, Cam was very, very good in the first half of the season when the Panthers went 6-2. Very good. Had a 67% completion rate. So Cam, when healthy, might be the best quarterback in the AFC East, and the Patriots would have gotten him for a song. The one thing I will tell you, though, is that the Patriots absolutely timed this up with the news that they were getting docked a third-round draft pick by the league, no doubt, and a $1.1 million fine. The Patriots can't help themselves. Belichick's always going to look for some type of advantage. And the idea that the Pats just had a rogue cameraman there suddenly doing something that they had no idea about was always so laughable, and the league knew it, and the league keeps seeing them violate protocol and violate rules and have to keep punishing the Pats. And look, you can't ignore this. The Patriots have had an amazing dynasty for 20 years. They won 6 Super Bowls. They went to 3 others. They won the division almost every year. An amazing run of success. But you will absolutely have to add this to that run. Spygate 1, loss of a first-round draft pick, $500,000 fine to the team, $250,000 fine to Bill Belichick. Deflategate, a loss of a first-round draft pick, a suspension of Tom Brady for 4 games. Spygate 2, a $1.1 million fine, and a loss of a third-round draft pick. They have been fined 3 times, have had 3 picks taken away, and have had their starting quarterback and Hall of Famer suspended for a month. You cannot ignore that. That is just part of their history. Was it worth it? Probably. Look, if you had to swap, would you take all of those punishments for 6 rings? Probably not a lot of you would say no to that. That's your deal with the devil? Okay, we get nailed on those draft picks. People think we're cheaters, but I get 6 parades out of it. Most of you would probably say, sign me up. But that is part of the Patriots lineage. That is part of their legacy. You just can't ignore that. That is fact. I had such a wonderful day on Friday, and I thank the guys here on the show for covering for me. I had not taken a day off since pandemic began, and it was because I love doing this show, and I love being around the guys, and I wanted every day to feel normal for everybody, for you, the listeners, for me selfishly, and for the guys that work on this show. I love this show. I love these guys. I love doing this show every day, and it was a badge of honor, and I was thrilled that I could do the show every single day, including Sunday shows for the last 3 months, and that the show was fun and happy and interesting, and I just loved it. But on Friday, I had to take a day off because I had to go see Little Mo. And so I thank Mraz and Bogues and Cap and Petey and Connor and everybody that pulled together to make the show happen on Friday. And I listened to it, and it was great, and they did such a great job. Because on Friday, I had to go see my friend Little Mo. Little Mo had called into this show when he was just 9 years old, and we were doing nights. And he was a young man in Baltimore, hardcore Orioles fan, hardcore Ravens fan. And he would listen at night, in bed, late at night, and he would call the show, and his mom wouldn't even know that he was calling. Had no idea. But Little Mo was connected to the show. Now, for Little Mo, radio is his salvation. Little Mo has been blind since he was 9 months old. He had cancer found in his retina. And Little Mo lost his sight. And so the radio has been Little Mo's theater of the mind, which is why I've always loved radio, because it's imagination. And as you might imagine, I've got quite an active imagination. Little Mo graduated from eighth grade this month, and he is a hero in Baltimore. Little Mo has been an amazing trooper. He has spent most of his life in a hospital because he has had multiple bouts with cancer. And Mo has rallied his city around him out of the sheer power of positivity. Mo is called not only this show, but also our Baltimore radio affiliate 105.7, and become a local hero down there. He calls their radio station, talks about the Birds, talks about the Ravens, and they just love him. Absolutely love him. And how could you not? His enthusiasm and infectious personality comes through on the radio. And he's been part of fan fests for the Orioles. He threw out a first pitch for the Orioles as well. The Ravens invited him to make a draft pick, the first ever draft pick read in Braille. So Mo is just an amazing celebrity in Baltimore, and I just think the world of him. And I wanted to go and celebrate his eighth grade graduation on Friday. So the Bourbon Bell and I drove down to Baltimore on Friday and got to spend the day with Little Mo. And I just had the best time ever. And I am so thankful that Mo and his mom invited me in to their home to spend the day. And Mo and I got to play video games. He is awesome. Mo memorizes the sequence of buttons. And so he knows what to hit when. He is brilliant in this way. And so I watched him play Mortal Kombat. And I played Streets of Rage with him. Streets of Rage was really fun. I was totally into it. Maybe because I used to play it when I was a kid. But it's great on the Xbox. And we got to play. I got him a Nerf football with a whistle in it so he could hear it. So we threw the ball around it. He could hear the ball, that Nerf whistler, fly through the air, which was awesome for him. Also, got him a Fortnite water gun, which was a big hit. He was able to use that on me and other friends in the yard. So that Fortnite water gun came in real handy. And we just had such a cool day, such a fun day. And I'm really blessed that I got to spend the day with Little Mo. And Mo would like me to mention that he's looking at just rebranding right now into just Mo. Okay, because he's not so little anymore. He's 14 years old. So Mo was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not so little. I'm just going to be Mo. I go, Mo, I'm with you. Let's rebrand. Let's do this. Let's just go Mo here. On Thursday, Mo is going to have his own radio show on 105.7. Jeremy Kahn, who hosts evenings down at 105.7, he's been part of that radio station for more than a decade, is such an amazing dude, and he's become one of Mo's best friends and is there all the time. And Jeremy is going to co-host with Mo a radio show from Mo's bedroom. And this is just awesome. And they're going to have tons of guests call in. If they can find time, I might call in. I told them I'm happy to jump on, but they've got bigger people than me, bigger celebrities than me that are going to call in. So I am so thrilled to listen to this. And I'll tweet out the link and post it on Facebook as well so that you guys know how you can listen to what I'd like to call Faux Show with Mo coming up on Thursday on 105.7. So it was just an amazing day, and I just had such a thrill hanging out with Mo. And I asked Mo, you know, Mo, would you mind doing an interview so I could play it on the show? And he was like, oh, of course. Now, you got to understand Mo. Mo was once part of an event at his school, okay, and 105.7 came by, and a couple of the hosts from 105.7 came to his Baltimore middle school. Mo grabbed the mic, and they couldn't get the mic back from Mo, okay? Mo was shouting out his friends, telling stories, telling jokes. I mean, this dude has personality for days. And so what I said, would you mind doing an interview? Oh, absolutely. Where do you need me? What do you want? Put the microphone on me, DA. Let's do this. So this was me and Mo on Friday. And I just wanted to talk to Mo about all this amazing attention that he's gotten by graduating from middle school. He had a couple of parades for him. I mean, I was there on Friday. And there was Baltimore Orioles players that had been there before me earlier in the morning. I mean, this is how popular this young man is, for what an inspiration that he is. So here is my conversation with Mo.
All right, so Little Mo, Thursday, It's going to be a big day for you, huh, buddy?
Yeah, pretty big day.
You're going to have your own radio show?
Yeah.
105.7 The Game here in Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be broadcasting from your bedroom?
Yep.
Are you nervous at all?
I'm not really.
You're not really nervous at all about anything, are you?
No, not really. Not at all.
You're comfortable just going on the radio and grabbing the microphone?
Yeah. I like speaking into the microphone.
But did you always like that?
For a little bit, it was kind of hard for me because of all the people that were watching me, but now it's not hard.
Man, when you called on my radio show, you seemed so comfortable, so happy.
Yeah, because I was in my house doing it. There weren't other people listening to me other than the people listening on the radio. But there weren't like thousands of people around me, so I felt pretty good about it.
You must have felt good to have those parades, huh?
Yeah, I felt pretty special having those parades because I didn't know that many people would come out to support me.
Can you believe that you had people from the Orioles and the Ravens and the police shut down your street? That's pretty amazing.
It's crazy. I didn't think all that would happen.
What was your favorite part about the parades?
Just seeing all the people that came out, and most of the people were like my elementary school teachers came out too. Like my fifth grade elementary school teacher, my second grade elementary school teacher, even my principal came out, and my elementary school principal came out, my elementary school counselor came out. So a lot of people came out just to support me, and it felt really cool.
Yeah. Well, everybody loves you so much. Why do you think everybody loves you so much?
I think it's just because of my attitude. I always stay positive. I think that's the reason why.
Do you have to try to stay positive, or are you just naturally a positive guy?
I try to stay as positive as I can, because sometimes I'm not as positive as I usually am. So I just stay as positive as I can, and I just think positive, and it's not that hard just to think positive.
How'd you learn that?
I guess it just came to me. I guess I just thought about it myself, and it just came to me, and I just thought of just think positive, and everything will be fine.
I think a lot of people, you're right, they love that you have such a positive attitude. I think that they learn a lot of lessons from you.
Some people might say I'm an inspiration to them.
What do you think about that when people say that?
I feel really special when they say stuff like that, because I don't feel like I'm actually inspiring them, but at the same time, I know what they're talking about when they say that I inspire them. Like, they think I can, like, they think when I do stuff really cool that makes them... It just makes them happy that I'm doing stuff, I guess.
Anybody inspire you?
Well, a lot of people inspire me, but mostly my mom, because she's been there for me all this time. Because it's been a long road that we've had, and she's just been there for me ever since it started. I don't like being around the hateful people, because that just makes me feel sad, and I feel like people can change. I just wish people like the hateful people could change their ways and be more loving.
Yeah, how do you think we can teach hateful people to be more loving?
Just tell them to just love one another, and like, love your kids, love your family, just love everything, and just try not to have too much hate, and just have enough hate to the point where you're not getting so angry you want to do something crazy or anything like that.
Now, you're only 14 years old, but these are pretty wise lessons, and how'd you get so smart?
Like some people have been like helping me out, like my uncles and my aunts and obviously my mom. She's been helping me out too. They just been telling me stuff that like they just been telling me that they love me, and I just think if you love one another, then the world will be a better place.
Do you know that I love you?
Yeah.
All right. As long as you know that.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Is it amazing that you have professional athletes like the Ravens and the Orioles that look up to you?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't think any other person has an athlete that looks up to them. So this is crazy.
You always are laughing too. I think that's an important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, cause a lot of people need to laugh every once in a while. Yeah, not a lot of people like to laugh, but I think laughter is the best medicine.
You got that right. Laughing makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, would you say that your life has been hard? Would you say it's been amazing? Would you say it's been a little bit of both?
It's been a little bit of both, yeah. I say it's been a little bit of both because of all the treatments I've been going through. That's the hardest bit. But, like, all the people that support me, that's been an amazing part of it.
Yeah. I mean, to feel that love from everybody must be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't ever feel that many people that love them so much. Right. Even total strangers love you.
Exactly. And most of these people that are supporting me, I don't even know. But they know me, and that's just the crazy part of it. They know me, but I don't know them.
Well, what's amazing is that you are making them happy.
Yeah.
Could you believe that?
I can believe that. I don't know how I'm making them happy. I guess it's just because I'm happy, or maybe it's just the way I, maybe it's just my attitude that I always stay positive. I don't know how I make people happy, but I'm glad I'm doing it.
So you're doing amazing things.
Yeah. It's starting to really sink into me about how many people I've touched over the past couple years, and it's really crazy.
I mean, you got a radio station coming to your bedroom to do a radio show.
Yeah, and that's going to be a lot of people who call in. That's the phone lines are going to be packed.
So why don't you just give Miraz whatever you want to tell him?
Hey, Miraz, I heard the show that you lost to in the chicken challenge. It's okay. I can't eat that much chicken either.
But he's a chubbo. He should have been able to eat all that.
Yeah, I thought he would be able to eat that many chicken wings too. But turned out he flunked it. He flunked the test.
Okay, so before we cut off the interview, I want you to tell people what you've learned throughout all of this. What do you think people should know?
Well, what I think people should know, I just think people should know that if you stay positive, everything will be fine, and nothing bad is gonna happen if you think positive and just think positive, stay positive, and eat, drink, and breathe positive thoughts. That's all you gotta do, and everything will be good. Not too much hate. There's a lot of love, but just not too much hate. Not too much hate to the point where you're hating everything. Just enough hate so you just don't go crazy.
Like maybe you hate the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. That is good. That's good.
I had an amazing day with little Mo on Friday. So I thank him and his mom for letting me spend some time with him. And I thank the guys here on the show for letting me have that day off so I could do that. That meant a lot to me from both ends. So I was so, so thrilled to be able to spend that time with Mo. When we come back here on the show, not the Mo show, but Mo from this show, we will discuss how sports helped change something that was there for a long, long time and did it for the right reasons. I like it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
You know, DA, as we all get older, you know, you look back at the young party days, those were like our wiener ships. And as you get older, maybe the getaways with your friends become a little calmer. That's what yesterday felt like. It felt like a maturity experience.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Home Depot is here with everything that you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. The Home Depot is here to help, and they've got many ways to do that. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Remember, you could always watch the best of clips of the DA show on YouTube. Just search for CBS Sports Radio on YouTube. Find our channel. Subscribe there. And the best videos every single day are available on YouTube. So the state of Mississippi has voted to remove the Confederate part of their state flag and to redesign their state flag, the Mississippi state flag. Has three bars, red, white, and blue, horizontally. And then in the corner has the old Confederate stars and bars. And the bill passed by a vote of 91-23 in the House and 37-14 of the Senate. Now, sports had a huge role in this. And I'm not from Mississippi, so I do not speak as somebody that grew up with it as a part of maybe something that they believe in or part of their heritage or part of their identity. So I speak from on the outside. But this is what I felt, that if enough people say, hey, you know what? It's offensive. It represents pain. It represents anguish or hurt. Then you should reconsider it. And even though you might not feel that way, doesn't mean you're losing your identity. In fact, to me, a more respectable identity is respecting those that say, hey, this hurts, and changing. You know, there's been this awful mind brainwashing that has gone on over the last couple of years that has said, if you change, you are losing yourself. If you change, then you're not strong. And that you can't change, because changing means you lose yourself. And I always thought that was the exact opposite message we should teach people. The message is, not only can you change, but you should change. I think about myself 20 years ago and go, boy, I'm glad I'm not that guy anymore. 10 years ago, I'm glad I learned lessons. 5 years ago, I'm glad I'm a different guy. Every step along the way in life, you learn something, and you should use it as a benefit. I mean, my guess is the kid you were in high school was not the kid you were in college. My guess is when you got married, you became a better person than maybe when you were in college or single. Maybe when you had your first child, you became a better person than when you did not have a child. When you bought your first house or got your first job or did this or did that or went through a death in the family or went through the death of a loved one or went through some type of tragedy or pain, you became a better, different person. Teaching people that they're not supposed to change is such a horrid piece of advice. And it has got us stuck as a country. No, you're supposed to change. That's a good thing. Evolution is a good thing. And wiping clear the Confederate flag is a good thing. Because it means you get to release what you were holding on to for all of those years from a symbolic form. And for all of those years, a lot of people said, hey, this represents hate and it represents division and it represents slavery or racism or prejudice or violence. And you get to release that. And so sports played a big role here, because I'm not sure what push the state of Mississippi would have had to change aside from two really big ones, Mississippi State football and Ole Miss football. Now, there's obviously business and corporations in the state of Mississippi, and I'm sure they're worried about dollars coming in from businesses or money being spent. But you know what else pays big dividends in the state of Mississippi? College football. And when Lane Kiffin says, we got to get rid of this, it matters when the head football coach at Mississippi and Mississippi State say, we got to get rid of this because it's hurting recruiting. Guess what? It matters. When the SEC says, we're not bringing any SEC championship games or tournaments to the state of Mississippi, that matters. And so for these members of the sports world to be speaking up about why we shouldn't have it, Mike Leach, Lane Kiffin, Greg Sankey, it applied very obvious pressure that the government had to listen to, and I think the residents of Mississippi had to listen to. You might say, I don't want to get rid of my flag. I'm not racist. I like our flag. But when your football team says, yeah, but it's hurting us, well, suddenly you listen. And when your football conference says, yeah, you guys got to get rid of that or we're not coming to town, you might go, well, we got to get rid of it. So I was proud to see sports play a role in this because I think it's the right change. I think it's the right change. And I believe that, yeah, you don't want to simply bend every day as the wind blows. You don't want to just have no grounding and no belief system. But I do believe when you listen to people and you hear what they think or how they feel, and you are open-minded enough to say, okay, I can change. What is it that I need to change? And there's enough people to go, hey, you know, that flag's bad news. It's a bad symbol. It elicits a lot of pain. You know what? We don't need it. The people that go, you know what? You're right. We don't need it. I really appreciate those people. And okay, maybe the state government of Mississippi got pushed to the edge because of business, because of sports, because of religion, because of whatever. But for the people that said, no, you know what? We do need to change this, and we can be better. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that sports played a role in that change. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. And sounds like a lot of you guys loved Little Mo conversations, so I'm glad that you did. We'll post that as well on social media and YouTube so that you guys can maybe pass it along to others that might enjoy hearing the message of Mo. Or if you want to hear it again, Senor Panleg tweets, definitely needed a daily Mo laugh. We have to make that a drop to make our mornings feel better. Yeah, the Mo laugh is infectious, isn't it? We'll do that. Headley tweets, awesome convo with Mo. I needed that on this Monday morning. Great way to start the week. Thumbs up. JDD tweets, boy, Mo is wonderful. John tweets, I'm a man's man, but this interview was phenomenal. I'm in tears. He's a huge inspiration. Mo, you my hero. Much love. John, you feel the same way that we do here on the show. Patricio tweets, man, I got tears, bro. Mo fo show. No doubt. He is a special dude, and I'm glad that he's part of the DA Show family. And I can't wait to listen on Thursday. I'll tweet out the link so that you guys can hear the Mo Show on Thursday as his affiliate in Baltimore, our CBS Sports Radio affiliate, 105.7, is doing an amazing thing for him, doing a radio show from his bedroom as he's always wanted to be a sports talk host, which is just awesome. That's part of the laugh montage even the bosses can't get rid of. Standing by with our headline this morning is Andrew Bogish. AB, good morning.
DA, good morning again. These headlines are sponsored by Geico, who's introduced the Geico Giveback, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. About 30 minutes separated the hat tips for signing Cam Newton and the Patriots once again getting punished for breaking the rules. A $1.1 million fine and a loss of their third-round pick for a production crew filming the Bengals sideline during a game in Cleveland in December. The Pats crew was filming a series called Do Your Job. They were supposed to be showing what an advanced scout does ahead of a game with those Bengals the next weekend. As for Newton, he confirmed the signing on social media last night. It's a one-year deal said to be worth as much as $7.5 million. There is no punishment for NFL players working out together. They are not technically breaking a rule, just ignoring the advice of their union. We heard DeMaurice Smith earlier in the show. He told USA Today Sports these group workouts are not good for getting to training camp, staying healthy during them, and then finishing the season. Smith also points out that players have things to negotiate with the league. They need to be unified, and this shows that they're kind of not. Two players from the five MLS teams already in Orlando for their restart have tested positive for COVID-19. Those players and anyone deemed to have been in close contact with them are now isolating. On top of that, 18 players and six staffers have tested positive in their home markets, according to MLS. The league says it has done 668 tests, so that's a 2.7% positive rate, much lower than the 5.3% the NBA had in its most recent testing. Dustin Johnson hung on to win the Travelers Championship yesterday in Connecticut. Kevin Streelman made a late push, and rain sent everyone off the course for an hour late in the round.
Yeah, I knew what I needed to do, but you know, sitting there cold, you're coming out, you start on a par three. It was difficult, but you know, I managed to get it done.
One shot win for his first victory since March of last year. Johnson has now won an event in all 13 years he has been on tour. Now, the week of the Travelers began with five withdrawals because of players and caddies testing positive for COVID-19. It finishes with golfer Dylan Fratetti testing positive before boarding the tour's charter to their next event. Fratetti is now in isolation without any real symptoms. His only clue was an elevated respiratory rate on the wristband that the tour has given everyone as an early indicator of possible infection. And one more golf note this morning. The New York Post says Fox is giving up its contract for the U.S. Open and other USGA events immediately with 7 years left on the deal.
Wow.
NBC will take it off their hands. Fox signed that deal 5 years ago, has been paying about $100 million a year. Apparently one of the issues started with the U.S. Open this year, obviously being shifted to September into Fox's NFL window. Fox wanted to put the golf on FS1. The USGA said no way. And that maybe was the jumping off point to Fox just going, you know what? Never mind. We're out. And NBC comes in and apparently is going to pay half that price tag for the last 7 years of this deal.
Wow. AB, do you think that this is the start of companies going, boy, we are paying way too much for rights fees after we just took this massive hit during coronavirus?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know what's going on. Under Armour wants out of a UCLA contract, of its Cal contract, which are hundreds of millions of dollars. So I don't know if they're directly connected, indirectly connected, but there's certainly a lot of people who don't want to pay money that they committed to paying for an awfully long time.
Yeah, you wonder if this could be a market correction. I mean, the rights fees have just exploded year after year after year, that every negotiation is more billions than the previous negotiation. And after these networks probably took real big losses over the last 3+ months, makes you wonder if they're starting to look at, okay, what do we cost cut here? What do we get out of here contractually? And maybe Fox was like, we love being in football. We got to be in football. But golf, we can deal it out. Let's get out from under that so we're not paying $100 million a year. It's possible. When we come back here on... Yeah, sorry. What'd you...
Go ahead. I'm done. You're in charge. You and Pete. Go ahead.
I know that was supposed to be dismissive towards Pete, but it really felt dismissive towards me. If you had something to
no,
say...
No, it has nothing to do with you or really Pete. It's all love. But Pete was the target.
Get lost.
The Get Lost Pete drop is actually one of my favorite drops as well. We could just play that for just about everything.
I'll do it live. Get lost.
We could do it live. When we come back, we've got your poll question of the day. Will Instagram be around in 50 years to serve as Merez's photo album? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Mraz is convinced that posting a ton of pictures on Facebook and Instagram is going to be smart in 50 years because that's going to be his photo album. So we ask you guys, will Instagram be around in 50 years to be the photo album of our dogs and babies? On Twitter, 73% said no. On Facebook, 79% said no. So most of you do not believe in a half century Instagram's going to be around to be our photo album. So bad news for Mraz. Instagram, by the way, hit 1 billion monthly users in June of last year, 2 years ago, actually. Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion in 2012. Remember that? Instagram is now valued at more than $100 billion. So it rose in cost or value from $1 billion in 2012 to $100 billion 8 years later. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. The great Bobby V controversy of 2020.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail. Vocal combat.
Well, I am doing, in essence, every single thing I usually do, with the exception of putting the cold open. When we switched to mornings in January, DA, now get this one. The one thing Pete took on extra was putting together sound check. What did we just hear? We heard sound check.
Well done.
Pete, ask me, I want you to answer. Who put together sound check today? Was it you or Connor?
First of all, that did not happen in January. I did not get the responsibility of putting together sound check. So
yes,
that's
you
in your little mind.
No, you
second
did.
Second of all, nope, that did not happen, so let's go back and take a look at that.
Fight.
Just
also,
answer the question, Pete.
You're supposed to put together the podcasts for the hours, and you don't
so
do
you
that.
Dance around the question. See, this
that's
is I
thing.
If I was you right now dancing around the question, I would be assaulted by DA. The difference was we started coming in now an hour before the show instead of 2 hours before the show, or an hour and a half, because it was tighter time doing the morning, and you said, I'm going to take on soundcheck.
I did not
now
say
that. We were
that.
At the studio,
what are you talking about?
Destruction.
That's what we were doing before the pandemic. You were making sound check.
I was not
and now
making
you're
sound
not.
Check.
And
you
now
gotta, go back into your records, buddy.
You buddied me?
Yeah.
Pete, you do less now without
oh,
the sound check.
Oh, I do
check.
Less. Okay. All right. I'm not here tomorrow.
That's not what I mean. I mean, you were having Connor do the sound check, and he made a mistake with Bobby V, and you're putting that on me.
I don't see your fat ass coming in here to work in the studio. I don't see you getting up off the chair. You're constantly going to get your Special K and your breakfast.
Finish him.
I've had enough of you, all right? So unless you want to come in, don't bother me or Connor.
This feels
had
serious.
It with you.
I mean,
so
anybody
real.
Else want to care to mediate here, or are you just going to leave us out on an island? I'm acknowledging there was a mistake made by me not reading soundcheck. Hands up, I should have read it. But there is no acknowledgement from back in that studio that they mailed it in by putting Bobby V in without thinking, oh, yeah, he's
oh,
bad.
Oh, we mailed it in. Okay. All right, let's see Thursday and Friday.
Somebody call the Boulder Fire Department.
Victory.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Man, that was an all-timer. That was great. What a great segment. What a great fail. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what Geico could already save you? What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Tom in Florida says, DA, did you ever think you'd hear Pete the Body call Mraz a fat ass? I did not think it was going to come today, but I did think we would potentially see it. That's your question of the day. Thanks to Sean Mraz, Pete the Body Bilotti, Andrew Kaplan, Andrew Bogish, and Connor Green. Be good and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow for Trash Tuesday. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.